Anti-COVID passport protesters storm grounds of Romanian Parliament. By Nathaniel Charles on December 24, 2021. Anti-COVID passport protesters broke through a police line to protest in front of the Romanian Parliament, entering the building's courtyard before being stopped by police. On Tuesday, 21 December, an estimated 200 to 300 out of an estimated 2,000 protesters, accompanied by some Romanian politicians, breached the street-facing gates of the Romanian Parliament in Bucharest, making it onto the steps of the building before authorities managed to halt them. It is alleged that two ambassadors as well as some Romanian MPs were trapped by protesters inside the building by the protest, although none of the protesters were able to actually enter the Parliament building. There have also been claims that some vehicles were damaged, but these allegations were unsubstantiated as of the time of writing. In a press release, the Romanian Ministry of Internal Affairs estimated that up to 2,000 people attended the wider protest against coronavirus passports, where mostly maskless individuals were seen waving Romanian flags. The smaller group of protesters who forced the lock on an access gate, allowing them to gain entry to the Parliament's courtyard, remained there for 2 hours. After that, it is said, they peacefully withdrew from the area. According to the Romanian Ministry of Internal Affairs, no force was used. There was no physical violence, and no arrests have been reported. The police are trying to identify the persons who are responsible for violating the legal provisions as the public assembly was not authorized, however. The protests follow discussion in the country's coalition government about mandatory COVID passports in the workplace. The pass, dubbed the Green Certificate, would have been given to those with two vaccinations, those who have recently recovered from infection, and those with a recent negative test. The proposed bill that would implement these changes is currently at the draft stage and, according to Iulius Marian Furasoc, a Romanian MP, the bill hasn't even made it past the special committees, let alone made it to a vote. As a result of the backlash against the green certificates, the Romanian government has decided to postpone the decision to introduce mandatory COVID passports in the workplace. Romania has the second lowest level of vaccination in Europe, with 39.6% of the Romanian population having received two doses of a coronavirus vaccine and just 4.7% have taken a booster, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. This has prompted the coalition to discuss the introduction of vaccine passports to pressure those unwilling to have the vaccine into taking it. Some media outlets have suggested that the Nationalist Alliance for the Union of Romanians party, who received 9% of the parliamentary vote in 2020, was involved in the protest. Romanian MEP Christian Turs, representing the Christian Democratic National Peasants Party, has been a vocal critic in Romania against the mandatory EU digital certificate, and was a keynote speaker at the 1,000-strong March for Freedom rally at the EU Parliament in Brussels on 5 December. Turs was also a lead speaker at the rally outside the Romanian Parliament on 21 December. When approached by Breitbart for a comment, he said, "I met people from foreign countries who lost their jobs because they refused to get vaccinated. The whole of Romania is boiling, as Europe is boiling. European countries with more than 80% vaccinated no longer tolerate this tyranny under medical pretext. Can you imagine what it is like in Romania, where the vaccination rate is 40%, many of whom are forced to be vaccinated? I hope that Romanian politicians will come to their senses and stick with the people by not imposing the digital green certificate. History teaches us that all those who turned against the people ended up in the dustbin of history." He also noted at the protest that there were priests in attendance. "I was glad to see the priests with the flock, as the national anthem says, priests leading with their crosses, for the army is Christian. The motto is liberty and its purpose is holy." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.